Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Okay. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go. Up first with something to say. From South Texas, he's our video producer. Producer Eddie.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So over the weekend, I got NBA 2K. It's a new video game. And on the cover is Devin Booker. He plays for the Phoenix Suns. And on his shoe, it's written, "Be Legendary." And I've never noticed this. I didn't know he has this on his shoe. But I started to adopt this. So now this morning,
trying to be legendary.
I woke up and I'm like, I'm going to start writing that everywhere all over my house.
No, don't write his thing.
Why not?
I'm just writing
just do it everywhere. I think it's a great idea. No, I thought you were going to be motivated to be legendary, not steal someone's saying.
So should I come up with my own and
Eddie's
then write it everywhere?
Sure. Tattooed on his back. How's your sign going at your house?
Good. That's today's Be Legendary.
Okay, see, you can take it and use it. I like it. All right, next up. From Austin, Texas, born and raised, Amy.
Okay, so I had no idea that football games still happened in the rain. I just figured,
rain, yes.
I just figured it's raining. This is for sure getting canceled, and I have learned my lesson that it goes on as long as there's no lightning.
Snow too, in case you're wondering. Unless it's so bad, the roads are so bad to get there, they'll still play in the snow. What they won't play in is lightning.
Yeah.
Thunder, they'll probably call it because where there's thunder, there's lightning.
Correct.
And they don't see lightning.
Well, I need to invest in one of those big golf umbrellas. I learned that by watching every other parent have one. And my son's white pants are now covered in mud and I have to bleach them.
Good, because back in the day when it would rain and get muddy and I would have a white uniform, I was like, I ain't getting dirty. I'd be the only one to clean uniform because I don't want to get tackled. I'd try to catch a ball. So I'm just letting you know, good thing it was dirty. That's awesome. All right, up next in his blue hoodie that he... Well, it's not new. You wear that one about a third of the year.
Yeah.
But
it's been in rotation for the last couple weeks.
Now, here he is, Lunchbox.
Listen, ladies, there's one thing you should never text your significant other. When they're at the grocery store, don't text them, "Can you grab me a menstrual cup?" Ah! No.
What?
You need to go get that on.
There's who cares?
No.
Lunchbox, you've been married to her for years. This should not be a big deal.
Nope. Act like I didn't get the text. Don't text that to your significant other, please.
I have no problem with that kind of stuff. That doesn't make me weird at
all. Nope.
Okay, and finally.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, Bobby Bones.
Thank you. So I watched Elvis on HBO Max. Well, at least the first half of it. It's 2.5 hours long.
It's long.
First of all, what are they thinking making it that long? Just do part one and part two. Give me a break.
Is it that good?
It's good.
Two and a half hours good?
Not 2.5 hours. I wanted to keep going good. Okay. I got a little tired, and I said, you know, I'm going to peace out for a minute.
but it's definitely shot differently. It is that Baz Luhrmann, like Moulin Rouge, like, but it's cool.
It takes, it's like a long music video,
it takes a second to get into and understand what they're doing, but it's cool. So, so far, I'm only halfway through. I wish I was all the way done. There's no reason the movie should be over an hour 45 minutes. But I'm watching Elvis, and I like it so far. Final review in the next couple days. All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need advice. My husband and I live in the country. We have an apartment in an old barn separate from our house that our mother-in-law lives in. At times, it's great. We appreciate it. We love having her around. Not too many kids get to see their grandparents every day. We do feel very blessed. However, she has a doorbell camera on her back door that faces our house. She can also see every time we leave. And every time I leave, it seems like I get a text saying, hey, where are you going? I find myself avoiding anytime she's in there or anytime that it's part of the yard that I know she can see. I feel like this is an invasion of privacy. Would like to tell her to get rid of the camera. She does not pay rent. We own the property. We don't even have any cameras. How do I handle this? Thanks. Sarah, who wants to live in secret.
Yeah.
Amy?
Oh, this is when you go to your husband and say, hey, can you talk to your mom,
please?
That's
right. It's hers. Yeah.
Like, let's talk to your mom about this Ring door cam and the situation and how she doesn't need to check in on us every time we're leaving or watch it or pay attention to it. I don't know. I put it in his hands.
You keep breaking it.
Break it.
But she'll see you breaking it.
Yeah.
Not if you come from a certain angle.
You like stand to the side and throw something at
it? You go from the back and then you come around the side and you take a little hammer. Bink. Can't see anything but the hammer.
Oh, wow.
Or am I the only psycho killer that thinks about this?
Yeah. And will she just buy a new one?
Okay, great. And then you do it again.
Okay.
Great. Then you do it again. Then you do it again. And then she's like, I'm not investing in these cameras anymore. And if it's like I might get caught, you put on a hoodie and a black like a face cover, and you do it then.
You just act like a burglar.
Yeah. And then if that doesn't work, you get in the camera and you go, if you keep watching us, we're going to kill you in your sleep.
Okay.
That's like eighth round.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'd shut that crap down. You shouldn't feel uncomfortable in your own house and your own yard, period. The end. All jokes aside, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable in your own house or your own yard. That's your safe place. So the husband, the son.
Yeah, that's plan A.
Can have a talk, or you can just creep up from the side and go, pink, and break it.
Plan B.
Over and over. Listen, she's old. She ain't going to replace it. What's she going to do?
Yeah. Come on.
Did she say she was old? I mean, some mother-in-laws are very able.
Yeah, she's just nosy. She's probably old.
Yeah, my mother-in-law's pretty able, man.
No, but she's...
Yeah.
Have your husband talk about it. If not, I would suggest you taking the back road.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that burglar one. That's cool.
Just find the angle the camera can't see. You can't. Okay. It's not fisheye. You can't see from behind.
Boom. She just sees the hammer.
Come up from inside the house, the Pink Panther theme.
Yeah.
Then run away.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
The question is, what did you and your significant other force each other to do, and did you end up liking it? And I'll tell you why. Mike D, this happened with your wife where she wanted you to do what?
Volunteer.
Did you like it?
I ended up liking it, but I just have a weird thing meeting new people. I felt like I was going to be really awkward, so the idea of going to something like that freaked me out.
So at first, you're like, I don't want to volunteer.
Yeah.
Not because of the activity or what you're helping.
No, I'm all good with that part. It's just the going and meeting and interacting with people. I struggle with that.
You have social anxiety?
Oh, yeah. Really bad.
So she made you do that. What did you make her do?
I made her go to a punk rock show. She's never been to one, but one of my favorite bands came to town, and I was like, will you go with me? And she went, and probably a one and done.
So she hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are crazy, dude.
And if you're new to the show, Mike D is our head writer here. If you hear a game, he's very involved behind the scenes. Not a big talker because he has social anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if you'd like to take part in this, you can raise your hand in a second. We'll get to it. So what did you guys do? You're like, I need you to do this. So for me, it's anything Arkansas sports. I make Caitlin go to everything.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas football games, Arkansas basketball games. Arkansas. And she's like, I talk along. That's what it is all the time.
And you try to make her wear Arkansas gear too,
right? Yeah, she
doesn't
do that anymore. She's like,
she's not doing that.
A couple times she was like, I'll be a part. But she now will not make me wear Oklahoma gear. So we kind of have an understanding.
Mm.
I did wear Coach Patty Gasso's name when we went to watch Oklahoma in the College World Series.
And I supported her.
And I did root for them. That's family, right?
Right.
But I couldn't wear the OU. And I've been talking to the athletic director at OU a little bit. His name's Joe. And he's like, let's go. We got you set up for a game. So I have to go for Caitlin. But I just can't. I can't. So, but I'm not a hater. Everybody knows. Okay. I made her do all that, and she probably doesn't love it, but she does it. Here's what she's made me do. One, drink more water.
That's good. You probably needed that.
I hate it.
But you probably needed that.
I do.
Yeah,
and,
you do.
Yes, it stinks. And she's like, you're always dehydrated. And so she looks ahead and sees that I'm going to be miserable later. So she's like, you should drink a lot of water. So I've been drinking more water. She tries to have me relax occasionally and get better sleep.
So that's good.
Wait,
for you again.
Is good. Yeah.
But this is, okay. She likes me to wear clothes that fit now.
As opposed to?
Well, I like my basketball shorts down to my shins.
You do, real baggy. Mm-hmm.
She says they're church league basketball.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I look at what she has me do, it's actually pretty healthy for me too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's helping you out.
Yeah. I'm just uncomfortable with people telling me what to do. Eddie, do you have anything here?
Oh, yeah. My wife made me go to get mani-pedis one time.
Mm.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, you did?
I did not want to go, but after it was said and done, I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Okay. And then the other side?
I made her go play golf with me. And she acted like she was having fun, but I know she just hated it. She didn't want to be there. Like, it's a guy's thing. Like, I'm there. I'm making her watch every shot. Hey, watch this, babe. Watch this.
And she does not care.
And she's like, whatever. She's on her phone the whole time. She did not want to be there.
Lunchbox, anything you want
to
add?
Oh, yeah. My wife makes me go to open houses, even though we're not looking to buy a house.
That's funny.
Is so obsessed with going to open houses.
But since you stayed in an Airbnb, like, aren't you more interested now in finding out what's up?
I mean, it is. Well, I guess you can find out stuff probably about people. You see family pictures and stuff, but it just feels so awkward because you show up and you're the only one there. And the realtor's like, oh, so, you know, when are you looking at moving? What are you looking for? And it's like, we're not even looking, man. Like, we're.
Do you say that? Do you say you're just putting your nose in somebody else's business?
I feel like I'm just wasting. No, I just walk away and I let my wife talk to him because I'm like, this is so awkward and uncomfortable. And we walk around these people's houses and we have no intention of even buying a house. And we've done it numerous times.
Interesting. Is it maybe to build a portfolio in your mind of what you like when you do decide to buy a different house or upgrade or build a house?
No, not for me. No. I'm just like, this is a waste of time. Like, I could be doing something else with my time.
Does she search them out ahead of time? Or
yes.
Do you see them on?
Ahead of time. Like, this Sunday, there's one 2 to 4. We got to be there. And I'm like, stop it. She goes, no, it's over in a great neighbor. And I'm like, we are not. And
that's a fun, free activity.
Yeah, it is fun.
I feel like you're going into someone's house, though, without really.
So it doesn't matter. So is everyone
else. They
have
it staged. They know you're coming.
I know.
They know they're having an open house.
It is so weird and so terrible. It's just very stupid.
Have you fallen in love with the house once you've been in, though?
I'm just like, okay, here we go.
What have you made her do?
Oh, I made her join a fantasy football league last year. One that I was not in, but I found one. That way she could understand my love of it and how much I enjoy it and why it's so.
And?
She hated it.
Yeah, that didn't help.
No. She was like, this is so annoying. You have to pay attention to so much stuff.
All the dudes are so passionate about this.
And after about 3 weeks, she was just like, I don't even want
to
do it.
Just like, all the guys like, oh, we had to do this and we made it. Ray, we'll do it with the dudes. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she made me decorate for seasons. I thought a place just stays neutral, but now it's, you know, we're starting to put our pumpkin stuff out. Not necessarily Halloween time, but we're moving into fall. And then after that, it's obviously Christmas and stuff. So she's taught me. I'm kind of down with it. It makes it feel more homey.
And what do you make her do?
Yeah, so I told her how fun horse racing was. So we went to Kentucky and we bet the ponies.
That's fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah, did she have a good time?
Yeah, she's asked about 10 times since then if we can go back. So, yeah.
Before I play this song, I want you guys to listen in here. Listen closely.
Oh, water.
Well, drinking a lot of water. Lifetime being an influence in a positive
That's
way.
Right.
How about that?
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
In Michigan, there's a 10-year-old boy who's playing on the rocks by a dam. And if you ever seen water by a dam, it's real rough. It's always going in a circle, looks like a bunch of whirlpools. Well, the kid slips off the rocks, falls in the water. He's like, help, help. Bunch of witnesses see it. They call 911. Well, Officer Kinsey, he's off duty. He's a firefighter and a police officer. He hears it on the radio and says, I'm right here. Let me go see if I can help. He sees the kid, grabs a flotation device from his cruiser. He jumps in the water, gets the kid. By that time, the rest of the crew show up. They pull both of them out of the water. They save the kid. He's great.
The thing, too, about most dams, if they're generating, that water is 40 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
It's because I lived by a dam. So we used to go out And always the water line, too. You could always, that's where a lot of fish were, too. They'd stay at the warm, cold water line. But we would go, we would try to see who could stay underwater the longest. In freezing, and you'd get up, and you'd be red.
You guys would do that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. That's what you do in small towns, bro. Oh.
That sounds terrible.
That's what you do. You're like, all right, what's the record? 41 seconds. Let's go.
And you're blue.
It'd be hard to even get up once you went down.
Wow.
So he probably jumped into freezing cold water and saved a kid. That's an awesome story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone, it's Monique in Houston, Texas. Monique, how's it going?
Hi, Bobby. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm so grateful that you're on the phone. We're going to give you a chance now to win a prize. That prize. Hey, ask Scuba Steve what the prize is.
$100 Sonic gift card.
Okay. I got to ask him myself. $100 Sonic gift card, Monique, if you can win this game. Do you feel like you've been listening to the show okay. for a good amount of time?
Yes, I'm almost a 10-year-long listener.
Come on. Wow. We like that. Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to give you five questions in Bobby Bone Show trivia. If you can get four out of five, you win the $100 Sonic gift card. If you get five out of five, I'll give you the gift card and one of these Beanie Babies in my bag behind me.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. From the value bag, the valuable one that Scuba Steve does not want me to give away. Okay, how does that sound?
That's exciting, yes.
All right, let's play the game. Here's an example question. Monique, what state do I have tattooed on my right arm?
The state of Arkansas.
That's correct. Yeah. That doesn't count. But
oh, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. It's an example one. We're just warming her up a little bit. We're getting our stretches and our calisthenics, as they say. All right, four out of five, Monique. We're going to start easy. Number one, speaking of states, what state is my wife from?
She is from Oklahoma.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's right. Number two, our signature drink is from Sonic. It's called the Bobby / Caitlin water. What candy is in that drink?
That would be Nerds.
Come on!
Wow. She listens. She listens.
We love it. We love it. Question number three. Which show member has been married the longest at 17 years?
The longest?
Mm-hmm. 17
years. I think
years.
It's Eddie.
You say Eddie? The answer is Eddie!
Yeah!
What's the key, Eddie? Why?
What?
Long marriage. What's
just
the key?
Don't give up.
Wow. You sound so enthusiastic.
Hey, if you don't give up, you'll make it all the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
He sounds real.
Monique, how do you feel about that advice there?
That's extremely inspirational, Eddie.
Thank you, Monique.
A little bit more.
Remember that when you're having problems, just don't give up.
Just don't. That is, there's something to it. There's something to tenacity for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Monique, you get one more out of the next two. You'll be the champion.
Whoa.
You'll win $100 of Sonic.
Woo!
And a chance at a Beanie Baby. All right, here we go. Monique, how much money was I fined by the FCC in 2014?
Was it $1 million? I think it was $1 million.
You think
final
I would be
answer.
Seven figures? You think someone fined me $1 million?
Yes.
That is true. Correct.
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if she wins. Let's see if she gets five for five. Monique, I was the captain of what senior high team when I was in seventh grade? What did you say?
The Quiz Bowl.
That's her! Oh! Oh! She's on her own!
Wow!
She's on her own! Let's see if she can keep going a little
keep
bit.
Going!
Keep going! All right.
This is for Stanley the dog!
No!
Wait, the dog?
You can't have my dog! No!
The book!
He's giving your dog away?
Who was the first celebrity I ever interviewed, Monique?
First celebrity, Darius Rucker.
Correct.
Oh! Wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Is this Scuba on voice changer?
This is
in another room. Wow, this is unbelievable.
I have to tell you guys something. I love the show so much, and at work on our website, we get to have like little bios about ourselves. And I have in my work bio that I'm obsessed with the Bobby Bones Show, that I'm like a huge fan.
Well, we're obsessed with you, Monique.
That's
wow.
In my work bio for 4 years already.
Wow.
Well, what can I give you other than the gift card and the Beanie Baby? Is there anything from the show that you want? Is there a piece of, I'd like for you to have a piece of memorabilia of some sort.
I don't know. Do you guys Does anyone like still have their chair from the?
We're gonna mail her a chair.
We're gonna dismantle a chair and send it to her.
I love Monique. I love it. You went right for it.
Wow.
You gotta respect it.
You want Cherry Underwood?
Yeah. It's the thing about the chairs are they're too big, and we only we use stamps.com, and they, I don't. That'd be
she
a tough one.
She can come pick it up.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. We do have chairs. Is there anything else that you would like, thinking about it, that we could actually mail to you without it costing us $1,000?
I don't know. Lunch, help me pick something, because I feel like you would go for the gold on this.
Go ahead,
well,
Lunch.
Well, I got the perfect thing that when I was cleaning out my closet the other day, I brought Scuba for crap from the back, a pair of my old used boxers.
Uh-huh. Okay, there it is.
Wow.
You've never been closer to the
Scuba,
show.
You still have that, right?
So, $100 Sonic gift card, a Beanie Baby from the good bag, and Lunchbox's used boxers. Yes! A guy in Virginia went to claim his $600 lottery prize, and when he gets there, they said, no, you actually won $1 million.
Wow. How do you do that?
How do you do what?
How do you mistake $600 for $1 million?
Okay, so we picked up the 20 times the money scratch-off ticket. And so some of those, the times where you're like, oh, I won this. But then they start multiplying it, and you don't realize they're being multiplied. And that's what he thought. He won $600. So he goes, and he goes, hey. And they, like, one person looked at it, and they, like, called their supervisor. It's one of those things. Hey, John, why don't you come to the desk for a second? And so that's what they're like, no, this multiply. Like, dude, you hit $1 million.
Amazing.
I guess why I think I would have been on to it being more than 600 is maybe they had to go to the office. What's the rule on that?
I think it's over $500, believe, because I've never had to go to the office, so I wouldn't know technically, but I think it's $500.
The winner chose to take his winnings as a one-time lump sum payment of $759,000.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Dang. Amazing.
Just to win $600 would be awesome. Now if I do win, I'll be like, I know this says I only won 200, but I can't wait to go in and it tells me I won 2 million. Lunchbox, the fact that you have not won even as much as Scuba Steve, who never plays the lottery. And Scuba, you won like a month ago. How much did you win?
Yeah, I was going to say, when he's over there talking about $500, he's obviously never won that much, because you can cash that out at the gas station.
Burn!
I think it's somewhere in the thousands. You got to take it to the Florida or the lottery office.
And what did you win?
The most I've won is 500, but I mean, I've won thousands over the years. Like, I went 12 here, 20 there, 50 here, 100 there, but the biggest 500.
You won $12 on one of them?
Yeah, like, sometimes you win 12 bucks if you get, like, one or two numbers right.
Weird number. I don't think you should be bragging about winning 12 bucks.
But 500 is more than you've ever won, and you're right. Probably 20 times more than him.
You're exactly right, but that's just how life works
don't
sometimes.
Don't give up, though.
I'm not giving up.
Hey. Like Eddie said,
yes.
Never give up.
That's right. That's just right. Keep fighting.
An investigation that lasted more than a year has resulted in charges against three teachers in Pasco County. This is from Bay News 9. Officials say the three teachers are accused of helping students take exams, or in some cases, taking the test for them outright, because if the students got a higher grade, then the teacher would get additional funds.
Yeah.
Same.
District officials said that when a student passes industry certification exams, their teacher receives additional funds. Each of the three teachers is charged with being a part of an organized scheme to defraud. Now, when it talks about funds, does this mean that they get a bonus, or does it mean it's a classroom?
Gets
funds. It just says funds.
Because that's different.
I'm just assuming here. I'm assuming that's a bonus.
Yeah.
That goes in their
pocket.
I mean,
if you're going to do it, you're doing it for a bonus. You're not doing it for the pencils and paper that you're getting for your classroom.
Boy, they went hard, though, and just took it for them.
They're like, you're not going to have me look bad, and I want the money.
And how do they approach the student? They're like, hey, little Jimmy, listen here.
Well, I don't know if little Jimmy.
Yeah.
You have this test today,
like,
but
kindergarten. You think they call it an eighth grader little Jimmy? But yes, that's a weird thing to ask, because somebody had to talk.
Yes.
Like, somebody talked. And finally, as we talk about money, a study shows that there's a big difference on the age groups and the generations on how they talk about the money they've made, meaning millennials and Gen Z share with each other kind of how much they're making, so nobody gets taken advantage of. You know, the old school thing is don't talk about how much you make. Never share how much you make. So 12% of boomers only told anybody that they worked with how much they made. And I'm assuming peers, because I have somebody who's a peer of mine, and he knows everything I make. He's seen my contract. He knows every single thing that's in it, because I didn't want him to get taken advantage of when he was doing his contract, because we are we have similar jobs. And so there are other people that do this in the industry. Like, I know other super, like I don't want to put anybody out. But they do this, right? And so boomers, 12%, 14% of Gen Xers. And it hits a little bit. Over 25% of millennials shared how much they make. 30% of, or 40% of Gen Z talk about how much they earn.
Wow.
So you do that so you find out, one, if you're being screwed over, or to make sure that other people aren't being screwed over. Thoughts, Amy?
Oh, well, none of us here know anything about what we make.
You guys always say you're millennials, right?
Yeah, I'm a millennial.
I don't want to be. I would prefer to be a Gen X, but I got some millennial award. And I was like, no. Stop. I don't want to be a millennial.
Well, now you are.
I was
you got
born
the award.
In 80, and it depends on which version of millennial. It could be 80 or, but.
Yeah, you're on the line.
I prefer to be Gen X. Okay. You know, Nirvana, Brooks and Dunn, you know, that's
you
me.
Know, I like what you do in order to like help your friends out in a way if you can, that's okay. But just for a regular old work environment, I don't know.
Let me see your contract.
I don't know that just talking or bragging about it for no reason, but I think sharing, if the more information's out there, the more you can use that information to make sure that nobody gets screwed over.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it is. And make sure that people that are doing the same job are getting paid the same. Nobody on this show does the same job as anybody else, though. So there's no... Huh. What?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I was going to say, Amy and Eddie and I, but I do more than them.
No. No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think you do more than them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bring more of the time.
I was going to say the exact opposite.
Yeah.
He does the least out of everyone.
What? All right. He does a lot.
What? No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Why are you sticking up for him?
Amy. I don't know. I'm looking out for everybody.
On the phone right now is Christy from North Carolina. Hey, Christy, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
I am a regular. I'm a little sad because of the conversation that happened with Lunchbox and the caller about his clear my lips. I just can't believe that he would take things and resources that school teachers need and then speak to that girl the way he did and act like, oh, well, thanks for telling me that if my kids go to school and they don't have their supplies, the teachers will just supply them. I just thought that was so disrespectful.
Let me say, first of all, solid impression. Solid impression.
Really good.
We like that.
Yeah.
And secondly, we agree with you. Thirdly, for those that do not know what happened, Lunchbox did his own list. And he was like, please, you guys, clear my list.
Yeah, two bushels of bananas, some Crest toothpaste.
He did a grocery list.
Laundry detergent.
But listeners cleared it.
Yeah, they sent me stuff.
Those are his hardcore fans. They love
him. No, that's appreciative. And what she's saying is that I'm disrespectful, but here's her thing. How about you call in and complain about the teachers, because why don't we donate that stuff to the homeless?
What?
No. She's saying I'm taking because the teachers need it.
That's a terrible...
No. It's a great analogy.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't. Okay,
why?
Look.
Why do the teachers need it? They have a job. They chose to become teachers.
I think the reason is... because I don't think teachers sign up to have to spend all their own money, which they don't get paid a lot anyway, because they could actually... not spend any of their own money and only spend the money that the schools or the state give them. And they would probably, it'd be very difficult for them to effectively teach our kids. And that would be what would happen. So if you are okay, listen, our education system is not good anyway. So if you're okay with our education system being terrible and remaining terrible and teachers just going, well, this is what I got, so screw it. Let's just do a bad job. If you're okay with that, then cool.
Oh, I had plenty of bad teachers. Look where I am.
Exactly.
Did a great job. I made it.
My point is, teachers need help. We should help them. And if we can't help them by electing people, they're going to make sure they get raises, then we should help them by, if we can, helping them out day to day.
Absolutely.
So that's what's up. Christy, I appreciate you calling. I'm glad you said it. I've said it a few times, but I think it means a little more when people like yourself call in.
Yeah, I just think you need to remember your privilege, Lunchbox.
I am privileged. That's why people give me things.
should we fire him?
You almost lost me as a listener this morning just because of how he acts and the things he says. And I don't think that you want that as a representation of you and your show. I just think it's a little sad.
Oh, man. Well, let me say you. It's so
let
hard
me
to
say you. Let me say you.
It's so hard to say
when
goodbye.
There's
we
one
won't,
person
we won't
who
miss
is
you,
being
Christy.
An idiot and there's nine arguing against him.
Yeah.
It's 10% of America that acts like he does. And secondly, we still let him have his voice because this is America. So... this is a very American show. I'll say it. USA, red, white, and blue. America rules.
Talking about.
All right. Christy, thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye. The Bobby Bones.
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Merriam-Webster added 370 new words and phrases to its dictionary. Some that we know exactly what they are. Pumpkin spice, side hustle.
Those are just now getting added? And by the way, dictionary's now just on. It's just an online thing.
Yeah.
So you can add anything at this point because it's limitless. But okay, pumpkin spice is just being added.
Yeah, and side hustle and baller. But I had never heard of the word yeet. Do you know what that means? Y-E-E-T, yeet. Sounds like
is
yeet.
That what Granger yells? Yeet, yeet.
No, that's yeet, yeet.
Oh.
Yeet, yeet. Close.
Yeet, yeet. Sound like yeet to me. What is it?
But I feel like I want to be in on this lingo, and it's slang used to express surprise, approval, or excited enthusiasm.
If you're calling it lingo, you can't use it. Lingo's an old person. Amy's like, I want to be on in this lingo.
Lingo.
All right, what else?
LARP.
I've heard that.
You
have? That's when those, yeah, that's when those dorks fight with swords in the park.
It's live action role play.
That's it.
Yeah. I didn't want to jump on it so quickly and be like, yeah, it is. That's
Lunchbox,
what
they're not dorks. They are passionate about something and they're out there doing it and living it out.
You went to watch a 16 a pregnant person sign a book.
Yeah.
You sat in there for hours.
I did. I was the last one in line just so I could have more time with her.
Well.
Oh my gosh.
And then the last one I want to talk about is adorkable.
It's like adorable, but in a dorky way.
Yeah. So, oh, you knew that one.
Yeah.
Okay, socially That's awkward funny. Or quirky in a way that is also endearing.
Yeah. Hey, I know the lingo. Okay, what else?
Kellogg's just dropped some advice on how to make your sugary breakfast cereal healthier, and it's basically that you
Don't
should
eat
buy...
It. No. Everybody, here's some advice.
No, this is crazy to me. They said, just buy a second box of our other kinds of cereal that have less sugar and mix them together. That way you get less sugar, but
that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, not bad. Marketing genius.
If you're gonna buy two boxes anyway, like over time, if you're gonna eat two boxes of cereal and you want to eat less sugar, just get those two boxes, and you have two boxes of less sugary, but still tastes pretty good.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they call it the cereal mashup, and you can mix Frosted Flakes with Special K.
And if you don't think our show is that funny, listen to two in a row, because you'll for sure find different points over two shows that make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You
know
Same I mean? Thing.
All right, what else?
Dolly Parton and Kelly Clarkson put out a version of 9 to 5, and Dolly said that nobody sings like Kelly Clarkson, so she was thrilled to have her on the song. And then Kelly said, I hope y'all like what we did, but even if you don't, remember that I got to sing a duet with the magical Dolly Parton, and I have bragging rights till the end of time. Working 9 to 5, what a way
to make a living, barely gets in by. I don't like it. I like Kelly Clarkson a lot. I like Dolly a lot. It's just too different from the original. Let me try to clear my mind. I was just expecting... 9 to 5 is still good. It's not so only good because it was old.
That's right. Like, that's a jam. Listen a jam. To that.
So I need to remove this from my head, even though that's what it is.
Have How you heard the new version, or are you just hearing it for the
first time
right now? Okay, so you didn't like it after 2 seconds. Huh.
So which is wrong of me.
It's because you had expectations.
Yes, I was basing it on my feelings toward the old version.
Yes.
Let's go. It's all taken and no giving. They just... I like it a little better. I mean, I'm sure, I think I would like it. It just, the melody's not the same. And so, where the melody would be, working 9 to 5, what a way, and that's a little slower. I'm sure I'll like it if I listen to it more, but right now, it's going to be a no for me, dog.
All right, thanks, Randy.
Yeah. All right, is that it, Amy?
I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
5 years ago, before the U.S. Open tennis tournament, there's a little kid and he's interviewing Roger Federer, one of the greatest of all time. He says, hey, I need you to make me a promise that you'll play at least 5, 6, 7 more years so we can play head-to-head. And Roger Federer said, not only do I promise, I pinky promise.
Nice.
So smash cut 5 years later, this little kid, they say, here, you're going to go to training in Switzerland. But really, it was a surprise match against Roger Federer.
So this kid is one of the top players in the 12 and under category in the United States. He's 11 years old. Here you go.
Zizou.
Hi. Hi, Mr. Federer.
Nice to see you. Roger.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Nice to see you.
Wow.
Welcome to Switzerland.
My God, thank you.
We have a promise, right?
Yes.
We got to play.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And then Federer beat him 72-0.
Yeah, the kid never returned
one
of his serves.
Just crushed him.
Oh, no.
Like, no.
You want to get better?
You think you're good?
That's a good story.
That good.
That's a good story. And then they played. It's awesome. And then Federer is obviously near the end.
Yeah.
So, but he did wait 5 or 6 years and flew him out and they played. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.